As the feud between Donald Trump and Elon Musk continues to escalate to unprecedented levels, we are now seeing the conservative reaction on their subreddit. This is called r/conservative, a subreddit full of Trump supporters, and now they are all saying, this is insane. A lot of them are wondering whether they should be supporting Trump or Elon Musk throughout all of this, and I just want to reverse for 1 second, because Elon Musk said, only an hour ago, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. This is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. He then said, mark this post for the future. The truth will come out. Not long after, Trump responds by saying, I don't mind Elon turning against me, but he should have done so months ago. Let me give you a quick reminder. Trump does care. He does mind Elon turning on him. This is one of the greatest bills ever presented to Congress, claims Donald Trump. Now, what gets more and more interesting is that Trump also threatened to just cancel or terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. He then says, I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. Elon was wearing thin, says Trump. In response to this, Elon continues to escalate even further. It's like two petulant children escalating a battle further and further and further. Because Elon Musk then says, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, at SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. So Elon Musk is preemptively beginning to dismantle his own spacecrafts for Donald Trump. And the SpaceX Dragon craft has been used for the ISS, the International Space Station, which is run by the government. So this is an important, important spacecraft, and Elon Musk will be decommissioning it because of Trump. Now the thing is, as these two bicker, as these two rich-ass people bicker, this kind of hurts us the most. Yes, get out your popcorn emojis. I understand that it's very, very fun to watch. But at the same time, this hurts our space travel. This distracts away from the real issues, like the actual big ugly bill that they're trying to pass that will strip Medicaid away from the most vulnerable populations, that will introduce work requirements that have been proven in multiple states, like Arkansas, to kick tens of thousands of people off Medicaid. While all of this is happening, Donald Trump and Elon Musk continue to beef and beef and beef. But can I show you the next escalation? As I scroll through Elon Musk's Twitter, all of his posts are about Trump. I mean, maybe this dude does have Trump derangement syndrome, but it's totally justified because after he drops the Epstein bombshell, he immediately begins saying, I'm canceling all of my spacecrafts. He then says, the world's greatest fiction writers couldn't have conceived of a timeline. He boosts that post. He then boosted another post. Someone said, President versus Elon. Who wins? My money's on Elon. Elon just called for Trump to be impeached. Sorry, I'm reacting to this in real time, but Ian Miles Chong said, Trump should be impeached and J.D. Vance should replace him. Elon Musk boosts that and says yes. Elon Musk is decommissioning his spacecrafts and calling for Trump to be impeached as the president of the United States. This is wild. To continue, to keep the ball rolling, after Donald Trump said he was going to terminate the subsidies, Elon says, you know, do it. Here's a clip of Donald Trump and Elon.
They tried it, then they stopped. That wasn't right. They have many different things of hatred. Actually, Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart. I said, absolutely. No, they said, we have breaking news. Donald Trump has ceded control of the presidency to Elon Musk. President Musk will be attending a cabinet meeting tonight at 8 o'clock. And I say, It's just so obvious. They're so bad at it. I used to think they were good at it. They're actually bad at it, because if they were good at it, I'd never be president. Because I think nobody in history has ever gotten more bad publicity than me. I could do the greatest things. I get 98% bad publicity. I could do, outside of you and a few of your very good friends, it's like the crazy.
That did not last very long. This was just a few months ago. Elon called and said they're trying to drive us apart. Well, it didn't take long. All it took were your own actions. Because now, he dropped a massive bombshell. Trump retaliates. After Trump retaliates, Elon begins to preemptively dismantle his contracts. And every time I refresh Elon's page, I'm like slapped by a new bombshell. Whoa, he just retweeted something else. Elon Musk then reposts The relationship between Trump and Epstein is well established. Trump flew on Epstein's plane at least 7 times, though it's not clear he ever went to the island. Here's what Trump said about Epstein in 2002. Epstein likes to tell people he's a loner, a man who's never touched alcohol or drugs, and one whose nightlife is far from energetic. Yet if you talk to Donald Trump, a different Jeffrey Epstein emerges. I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side, no doubt about it. Jeffrey enjoys his social life. Absolutely disgusting. And can I point out that Elon Musk just reposted that with a raised eyebrow emoji? I think, in my opinion, Elon Musk has found Trump's Achilles heel. Elon Musk did the cost-benefit analysis of attacking Trump and realized the only way that it would be worth attacking Trump is if you're going to go after his Achilles heel. Go after the one thing that you can weaponize against his MAGA audience, because they're already primed to be a little bit conspiracy-brained. Somebody just said, this kind of crap is well below presidential. Oh, I'm sorry. We are far past presidential at this point. We are in a new dystopian timeline where the president is being outed by his billionaire buddy that was just walking through the White House. None of this is presidential. I'm more presidential than Donald Trump, I promise you. So this post continues. People are saying, you would be dumb to believe Elon. And then Elon boosts more information about the Trump and Epstein thing. I'm going to refresh the Elon page one more time. Each time I do, he just blesses me with something new. Throughout this one video, or throughout this past 10 minutes, we've seen Elon call to impeach Trump. We've seen Elon expose him for, you know, saying that him and Trump are best friends. And 10 minutes ago, Elon began to decommission his Dragon spacecraft, which the ISS depends on. Someone said, my dog is more presidential. Yeah, my dog is in the other room, and I think my dog could hold it together better. Again, Elon Musk is going for Trump's Achilles heel, which is weaponizing the conspiratorial brain of his fan base against him. Elon Musk said a few months ago, this was about 2 weeks ago.
Well, and Elon, I want to thank you. I know you've been through a lot with this horrible situation that happens.
I'm running the cause, you know.
That's right, saving America.
It's very unfair. What he is a patriot. Here's a man that I can tell you, he's a friend of mine, he's become a friend of mine.
This really feels like Elon's going on a crazy ex-girlfriend tear. I don't know how to describe this, and this may be controversial, but Trump is almost the one who is being less erratic than Elon in the situation. Elon is making all these erratic ex-girlfriend-esque posts over and over, trying to expose Trump, and he is exposing Trump. And Trump is the one that doesn't even know how to respond in this situation. Or crazy ex-boyfriend. Yes, or crazy ex-boyfriend. Elon then said, time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Let's read some more of these. When I refresh it, it's going to go from 24 million views to 37 million views. Harry Sisson said, this is the greatest beef ever. Elon says, Trump won't release the Epstein files until we meet again. Dude, I can't stop laughing. Yeah, this is insane. Now, what I want to bring this to is the conservative subreddit. Elon accuses Trump of being in the Epstein files. Trump says Elon was asked to leave. Time to drop the really big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files. Elon was wearing thin, so I asked him to leave. These are the interactions. Let's see what the conservatives say about this. The conservative subreddit says, this is insane. I remember reading several comments in politics that they would fall out. Guess that was true. Someone says, I don't care whose name is in it. We need the full files to drop yesterday and prosecute everyone in it, regardless of position of power. I'm sorry, but if we tried to prosecute Trump for the Epstein files, you guys would be frothing at the mouth saying that it's unfair and it's a weaponization of the political justice system, because that's all you guys say. Let's continue. It's now like two petty, immature teenagers who have a crush on the same guy. Someone said, I don't know what I expected for a breakup between two narcissistic personalities, but holy shit. Can we go back to the Good Vibes administration, please? I'm sorry. When was this ever the Good Vibes administration? Was it when you were stripping due process away from brown people? Was it in between Signalgate Part 1 and Signalgate Part 2? When was this ever the Good Vibes administration? Oh, it was when Trump did Liberation Day tariffs and basically nuked the global economy. Those were the Good Vibes, I guess. Democrats collapsing and infighting. Republicans, hold my beer. So the conservative subreddit is not happy. Always wondered why they hyped up releasing them for so long during the campaign, then immediately backed off. Adam Sandler and Chris Farley. Thought we already knew this. Someone said, this is so dramatic, it would be entertaining if it wasn't our government. Elon may want to find a country that doesn't extradite. Wow. The conservative subreddit is funny. Well, now Dems will be demanding the release of the files, too. Spoiler alert, we have been demanding the release of the files. Representative Dan Goldman may be the one who's vindicated more so than anybody. Representative Dan Goldman demanded on May 12th that Attorney General Pam Bondi release the promised Epstein files and share whether Trump has intervened in the case to hide the extensive relationship with Epstein. Well, now Elon Musk is confirming that yes, absolutely. It seems like Attorney General Pam Bondi was intentionally hiding the files. Not only that, but remember, the current director of the FBI is Kash Patel. The deputy director is Dan Bongino. These are two far-right conspiracy theorists who have now just dropped the entire Epstein conspiracy. It's very, very odd. And let's continue to see what happened.